received under the Budget Control Act. This is far less than many of us had hoped for, frankly, but it's far better than what some had sought.
The framework came from a bipartisan group of 14 senators led by Republican Susan Collins of Maine.
This great country deserves a Congress that can govern. And that was the unifying theme of our group.
The agreement they worked out funds government operations for 3 months at reduced spending levels already in place, and it raises the debt ceiling through February 7th. The deal also calls for a congressional panel to negotiate a long-term deficit reduction package, and it requires that Americans verify incomes to qualify for subsidies under the new health care law. That was the sole section related to Obamacare after Republicans spent weeks trying to block or delay parts of the law.
Heart 65 slept.
Last month, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, a leading Tea Party conservative, filibustered over the issue. Today, he said he'd vote no, but would not try to delay action.
I have no objections to the timing of this vote. And the reason is simple. There's nothing to be gained from delaying this vote 1 day or 2 days. The outcome will be the same. Every senator, every member of the House is going to have to make a decision where he or she stands.
Arizona Republican John McCain, meanwhile, had opposed the shutdown, and he voiced relief today.
I think it's obvious that we are now seeing the end of this agonizing odyssey that this body has been put through, but far more importantly, the American people have been put through. It's one of the more shameful chapters that I have seen in the years that I've spent here in the Senate.